is connecting, going on coming, having connection with him, wherever he goes, wherever, whatever he does, he is present, Paramatma. Da sujaya supadna sajuya sakayam samanu vrikhi purishasya jati eku otti pitpalam otti sadhu unno nihannu vipalino bhuyam ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe junatishtati brahmayam sarvabhutani jantrarudhani mayaya. His representation in a passive form present everywhere, but that is indifferent, watching, sakshi, a witness of his deeds, watching, not left exclusively, but does not interfere with his free will. And another arrangement, he is sending, coming himself and sending sadhus, and so many things in the Shastra has been posted here and there, anyhow to attract his attention, back to God, back to home. Come home, my boys, come home. So many placards there, like Shastra. And so many agents are also moving. Come home. But the free will is there. That is the rub. Some say in disappointment, what? Why he has given such dangerous free will to us, by misusing which we are under eternal suffering? Why he has given? He is omniscient, he is all-knowing. Then knowingly that we can misuse, why he has given such a thing in us? Then by misuse of which, why the Rajan has given the dagger in the hand of an infant that he may stab himself? But the question is that without, devoid of free will, then it is a material thing, matter. Free will had got, free will is a very valuable thing. And with the help of that, he can taste the rasa. The tongue has given to taste sweet also, not only to bitter things. If tongue is devoid of tastefulness, then the sweetness also he will not be able in any time to enjoy. Because we are only touching bitter things into the tongue, we are abusing the Creator. Why he has got, he has given the tongue, and we are tasting these bitter things? But at the same time, we must be, to taste the sweet things, the tongue is necessary. So in the service, free will is necessary. The serving, service of the Lord, and the temporarily only coming in connection with bitter things, we shall abuse the Creator. Why he has given? Some bad things are disturbing my ears. So we should not think that the ears should be abolished. The eyes should be abolished because I have to see some undesirable sight. Because eyes has given, the prospect is that we shall have to see such a charming beauty. For that purpose eyes has given to us. If eyes sight is withdrawn, then we are left to what? A stone. So free will is the very gist of everything. The eye, the ear, so many things that our free will, soul free will. And that is snatched away, then we are reduced to stone. That is not desirable to anyone. Everything has got its bright side, and for that it has been created, it has been given to us. And the misuse by misuse, by misuse we suffer, and by good use we thrive. Gaudhari, Gaudhari. And it is there, and now we are to solve on this basis. And trying to find out the bright side of things, then we shall find that everything is good. Everything is good, 100% good. We are to only to be taken in that plane where from we can find the real harmony, the real adjustment, the Advaigan. The whole thing is a happy one. Finite is to prove the infinite. Bad is to prove, is necessary to prove the good. In this way, finite, infinite, both existing. The Maya, the false and the truth, truth and the falsehood. Falsehood exists only to prove the valuability of the truth. To prove that falsehood is necessary. Something like that. Conditioned, unconditioned. Darkness is there to prove light. So ignorance is there to prove knowledge. পরিষেবন নাকি তুমি ছেড়ে দিলে কেন
That is the way to healthy and
well.
Wise.
Healthy
to bed, early
healthy
to rise.
Wise.
Healthy and wealthy.
Well, early to rise and early to bed. That is the way.
Way to healthy and
wealthy. Health and wealth. Please, go with it. তবকসামজং তত্ত্বজীবনং কবিভীতং কল্মষাপহং শুভনমঙ্গলং শ্রীমদাততং ভুবি গৃহন্তি ভুরিদাজনং দি সুইটেস্ট থিং অ্যান্ড টু টক অ্যাবাউট হিম টু কালটিভেট অ্যাবাউট হিম দ্যাট মিন্স টু টেস্ট অফ দি সুইটনেস But pittu putattara sunasya nuru chikan. Yes, you have said it. Pittu putattara sat krishna namu charitadi sitappa vidya tiptu purasna rasunasya nuru chikan. Kintadarat anudinam kuru saipa yushta saddhikramad bhavaditad gadamula hantri. Sat Krishna Namu Charitadi Sita Pavitta. The name and his conduct is every connection is really very sweet, like sugar candy. Sita Pavitta Tattu. But they may not feel, may not be felt sweet in our present tongue, our present ear, our present eye, because it is polluted by the effect of bile, pitta patapta. If influenced by bile, then if you put sugar into the tongue, it will taste bitter. But the sugar candy, Mishri, Sita. But the sugar candy, the application of sugar candy only is to get us relief of the disease of attack from bites. No other medicine.
Jaundice
to chok chok sab hoy de hoy jay emni pitto biddhi hole mishti cheto lage mishti cheto lage pitto pradhan hole but the sugar candy tastes bitter but the sugar candy is also the only medicine if you take that sugar candy then in the beginning it will taste bitter and gradually by gradual application the bile will be removed and it will taste sweet. So Krishna's connection seemed to be bitter in our present state, attacked with Maya. But that is the only medicine, that Krishna's connection, anyhow, to apply. Then gradually when the disease will be removed, we shall feel the sweetness of the thing. Sat Krishna Namuru Pucharita Adishita Pabidda Pittu Purasun Tattva Rasunasya Nuru Chikamu Kinta Adarad with regard, with Shraddha, with faith, we shall go on applying that though apparently low for the time being it is bitter, to still to suck that. And then gradually find now it becomes sweeter and sweeter gradually. Kinta dala dumdinam kurushai vajushchat saddhikama dhoti tat gadamulo hantri. Remove the very root of the disease. It is such. By the help of the doctors or by well-wishers, nurses, it is applied through affection and then we get out of the disease. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bhur, Hare Bhur. He was a Sajakam, dissolve Kutte Kaparajaya, Upasthit. For the time being, we're going to stop here. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. A mentality of hankering divine connection. For your cause, I may receive inspiration from above.
They might not know how to get up through it, you know.
Okay.
Inspiration.
Maharaj, we read the Harinam Chintamani last night.
Where?
Those points were found.
What point?
That you were making about
That is found.
Maharaj,
you have come, you are introduced to them. You are well done.
No, Maharaj, actually not. We came late last night. So you didn't have a chance for me.
So any new news with them?
news, Apurva?
Well, they're coming from San Francisco.
Ajaso, it's the subtitle, very subtitle, says, Kono stane guru tyag korite hobe. Ajaso. Tabe jadi eirup gatana kabu hoy, asatsangi gurur jogata hoy koi. Pratame chilen tini sat guru pradhan, parinam aparadhe hoya hatagyan. Vaishnave bidvesh kore chari nama ras, krami krami han artha kamanir vash. She Guru Chari Sishya Shri Krishna Kripai Sat Guru Labhya Punna Suddha Nam Gai.
You explain it to them?
Yes, last night we talked about this.
Then any question?
Yes, this verse here was the most interesting one. Vaishnave bidvesh kore chari nama ras krami krami han artha kama nir vash.
Gradual development in the lower direction.
So this is implying
the beginning, first beginning with the
Tabe jadi eirup gatana kabu hoy asat sange guru jogata hoy koi.
The madhyamadi guru, madhyamadikari, the guru of middle stage, when he comes in connection with bad association, the association with the atheist or some Mayavadi scholars or Sri Sangyaka Sadhu, anyone, by bad association, he may come down. And so many things are to be traced in him. Gradually he will come down to such a state. In that case, of course, the Shishya, who has got sufficient Sukriti, he can save him. Very rarely such things happen. And it is most unfortunate. But still, we may consider this to be fortunate when he gets out of that and comes to the real source again. Real source of it. Then forgetting all this past history is to begin with new life. To save one's own self, necessity is the mother of invention. Necessity has no law. We may be misguided in bodily sense also. In many places we may be misguided and to awake from that association and to help us in a proper way. Of course, this possibility is at every step. We are living, being, we are independent, we have endowed with free will. So free action, free decision is necessary at every step. And but is also uncertain what step I should take that it may be guaranteed that it will take me towards the right goal, right destination. So it is necessary to select a guide. And sometimes in the selection of the guide, that is also some error that is of misfortune. But again, our internal innate Arjuna helps us, comes out to help us again to be aware of the guide when you are walking through some tirtha or some holy place. So if I go, the guide on my way, he may be influenced by bad motive, then I am to save in that case also, of course, which is very risky. Still, self-protection, self-saving is indispensable, so we have to do that. Before, previously, I put my whole faith to one, and I am to withdraw from that and to take another independent guide. But still, if necessity arises, we cannot but do that in this way. We shall consult it to be doubly sure. We must consult it whether, because I may be fallible, I am fallible rather than the Shishya. The disciple may consider himself to be fallible. And so he will consult with another expert guide what to do. I am perplexed. I think that I should not keep any faith in my present guide. Perhaps he has become otherwise. His mentality has changed. Anyway, I can't. I am seeing so many signs around that I am not able to put faith in that guide any longer. Please advise me what to do. In this way, the intimate friend should be consulted. We may not put much faith within us. After consultation with so many intimate friends whom I can put confidence, then by their assurance and with also my internal voice, inner voice, my conscience, with all sincerity, praying to the Lord that please save me and give me another guide. With the help of our friends, we shall again try to cast ourselves. Confidence is necessary. Shraddha is necessary. Guide is necessary. It is inevitable. Once I am deprived of confidence, I am betrayed, that does not mean that my whole life is to suffer from that betrayal. There must be good sense all around, and the main power around, the higher power around, is always eager to help us. So, with all sincerity, we must accept to our best understanding any other guide, and to go on. Progress cannot be checked. Cannot be checked, and that is not desirable also. So we must go onward, even if necessary, changing our guide on the way. From the practical life also we can gather such experience, such Hare Krishna. bear in mind.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Many devotees, they...
Any other question?
I have a question.
Within this?
Yes, in this they would say, devotees, some devotees in America, they would say on this point that they cannot understand how if the guru, he is Shakshad Hari, that how he can no longer be Shakshad Hari.
Mm-hmm.
If how can he stray, then he was never guru to begin with.
Uh-huh.
They're saying like that.
We may come adjusting this way, that guru is within also, Chaitya Guru, and outside the Mahant Guru. But in our worldly life, we also meet such things. In Bhagavad also warning is given already. Guru no sasyat, sajanu no sasyat, pita no sasyat, janani no sasyat, daivam no sasyat, no patishya sasyat, no moe chayit jasamu pita mittam. One who cannot save me from the greatest danger of the association of this mortal life, they apparently, ostentatiously, they may, in a position of our regard, best regard, in their own departments. But still, my eternal life and the interest of eternal life, there may be many dangers. কে আছে এখানে ওরা ওদিকে আসতে কথা বলতে বলো কে কে কথা বলছে নিমাই
নিমাই
কে কে কথা বলছে কেষ্ট আর কে তো এইখানে চিৎকার করছে এখানে হরিচন্দ্রের একটা কাণ্ডজ্ঞান নেই ওটার না হয় কাণ্ডজ্ঞান নেই হরিচন্দ্রের কাণ্ডজ্ঞান নেই এইখানে চিৎকার করছে সো উই ফ্রম হিয়ার উই ক্যান ডিটেক্ট দি আন্ডারগ্রাউন্ড পসিবিলিটি অফ চেঞ্জিং গুরু অ্যান্ড দ্যাট মে নট বি অ্যাট্রিবিউটেড টু দ্যাট সাইড It we may try to apply it to my own weak side. It is due to my defect. I have been connected with a malified ideal. Anyhow, by my sukriti, it is a test. We may take it as a test. Of sincerity in my progress towards the divinity. So, we may rather try to accuse our own fate, our own self. And that side, there is a test of the Lord. So, the Guru Nosasat, when this is admitted in Bhagavatam and in many places, then there may be such instances in the practical affairs. So, our faith in Guru, also in this position, it is clear that our faith in Guru should not be blind. Faith. Shraddha or faith. Faith is not intrinsically, it is the blind faith. Faith may be heroic. It may be wakeful to its interest, always, in making progress. ভক্তির পরেশ অনুভব বিরক্তি অন্যত্র চৈষত্রিক কাল প্রবদ্যমানস্য যথাশ্নতস্যু তুষ্টি পুষ্টি খুদ অপায়নু ঘাসং খুদ অপায়নু ঘাসং ইন ভাগবতম ইট ইস মেনশন ইন অনাদার প্লেস ইয়েস হাউ শুড উই মেজার মাই প্রোগ্রেস ইন দি টুয়ার্ডস দি ডিভাইন ওয়ার্ল্ড ইয়েসেজ ভক্তি পরেশ অনুভব অন্যত্র বিরক্তি দিজ থ্রি থিংস মাস্ট remain with me always, while I am making progress towards the divine zone. What are they? Bhakti, Parishanubhava, Unnatra Virakti. And an example has given of the mundane world. When we are hungry, we take food. And when we take food, three things occur simultaneously. What are they? Prabhadyamanasya jata asnatasya tushti pushti khayai. Okay, nimai. Chasa cheke. Tushti pushti khuda pahai. When we are hungry, we feel uneasiness. So by every morsel, we take the uneasiness is removed, tushti, pushti. Then while hungry, we feel weakness. By every morsel, gradually that weakness is removed. And khudopaya. We're hungry, we feel the pain, like something eating more. And that earnestness for eating, that also disappears by step by step, by every morsel. So also, when we are in the progress of our spiritual life on the way, we shall have three things experienced by every step. And carefully we have to measure, and we have to feel for ourselves that whether we are making progress or not. This is the criterion. What are they? Bhakti. Our attraction should increase with acceleration. Bhakti. Pareshanubhava. And we must get a sort of conception towards which I am approaching. First hazy, then more clear. A sort of conception towards which I have more and more finer and accurate conception. I must receive as much as I shall progress. Pareshanubhava, annatra virakti, and the withdrawal from the environment what was very tasteful to me, that won't have any taste for me. Annatra virakti, attraction for non-God, for the world, that will decrease. That won't come to. If that sort of topics comes in, I shall feel disturbed. No. So, bhakti pareshanubhava unnatra virakti. Three things there must be when we are making journey. So these are tests and we must be wakeful. So sakha dharitena, though, but still there is such possibility. Must not make too much faith in my experience. My knowledge, which is gathered by the worldly experience, we must be alert always. So when some shock comes to me from the unexpected quarter, if we were wakeful to our real internal interest, we must be arrogant. And then we shall consult with others. So many passengers are there, so many companions. We may consult with them that I have got that little no confidence any leader, what do you think? Am I wrong? Or am I right? You please also look at this. In this way, we have to examine us, and to do the necessary. The guru is in, the Chaitya Guru, he also cannot be neglected. And if one is sincere, the Chaitya Guru must come in time to make him careful, give him warning. It is possible, because the transaction of so many that are all free. And because the Gita says, I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything is in me, nothing is in me. Please mark the inconceivable mystic position of mind with this world. I can be there, I can withdraw also. Such is the saying of his position anywhere and everywhere. So, the free choice, possibility of free choice, not gone forever. But though we submit to Gurudev, that must be a conscious and a healthy submission. Otherwise, there may be so many misguidances. In different departments, there are guru, there are leader. And the, in that particular jurisdiction, they seem to put much faith in the leader, political, social, and the, in other bad activity also. So everywhere there is leader. This broad idea we must have, and that is to our own interest. And there is also so many sayings in the Shastra to give us caution that we, our progress may not be blind. Our own self is dearer than every connection with the environment for my interest. And ultimately, the all-seer, all-omniscient Lord is there. Mani kodlan kuch kushchit durgati nitahato gacchati. Oh my Lord, if you can do anything, you have come to test this little servant. But I am very much afraid. So consultation with the friends and the other Vaishnava, that we have to fix our future path of our journey.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Tomar sange nite hoy theke nite parbo ei not. Any more question on in the point?
You could just.
What do you say?
Well, I was going to say that. I remember one thing I noted that by listening to your tapes, that you. Well, in this one tape, you were saying that Shukadev Goswami, he had this conception of. He saw the universe in the way that he described in the Bhagavatam. Yet the materialist, he sees subjectively the way the material scientists do. So in the same way, one should, if one tries to see the spiritual plane as it's described in the Bhagavatam, then is it to be understood that he comes to that platform? If he sees the faults...
You have to ask one question at a time. It's too complicated.
Is it a complicated question?
Yeah, you have to ask one very clear question.
In other words, it seems that it's so subjective to see the fault in a Vaishnava, to reject the guru. It is so much subjective. So many people who have the same conception, they will come together.
What does he say? Finished. What does he say?
You have to say that. Yeah, I don't know. Yes.
The simple.
When you ask a question, Jamra ki kore, amare nijya abhigyata diye, jana jaye. Arthat jari anna kono upay taki abhigyata achara shita bolidam.
Generally, the sign of deviation may be of three classes. First thing, if I can detect that my Gurudev, he is losing gradually his attraction for his own Guru. And Shastra, Upadesha, what he previously, what he expressed, his advices, quoting the scriptures, and the quoting the advices, words of his own Guru, that is becoming gradually absent in him. His attraction is fading on the higher aspect. Then, that is pratishtha. But kanak kamini pratishtha. These are the three tests to be put everywhere for whether one is a sadhu or not, or what degree of sadhu he is. The measurement will be pratishtha, kanak kamini. Three, grossly. The first, the deviation of his higher gurus. That should be detected. But then, that is pratishtha. Then, more tendency to amass money. Amass money. And not to spend them. Money may be collected, but that must be distributed for the service of the sampradaya, for the Lord, for propaganda. But no much attention for distribution, to utilizing in the service of the Guru and the Sampradaya Vaishnava, but amassing money. Second. Third, attraction towards the ladies. Ladies. Of course, he may come in connection with money and women, and also with pratishtha. Pratishtha means his own, the honor to him from the disciples. That is also necessary. But only for the purpose of divine object, divine name. Not for himself. But if we can detect that for his personal cause, interest, and not for the cause of the sampradaya, he is utilizing these things, then we should be careful. In the beginning we may neglect some occasions, some instances we may ignore. But if we find that more, then we have to inspect that carefully. And we have to put to persons similar of my position. And after consultation, we can put it to the higher sources, other acharya also, who was reliable. Then, when we find that yes, what appeared to me first in a very small way, yes, that is real and that is injurious and big magnitude, and he is going down. Then, to save myself, I must try to take step which may save me from that epidemic contamination. I shall try to save me, and also I can try to save others who fell prey to such exploitation like me. That would be with all sincerity. But there is possibility, and it is mentioned in the Shastra, and also practical examples are also there. So we must not make progress in a slumber, but we must go forward with our eyes opened, always opened, because we must be confident that eyes, more and more he would be able to appreciate higher things, not only only to finding faults with him. We shall keep our eyes towards the Vaishnava, towards the Guru, not only for fault-finding tendency there be, but new things must come to astonish us about the ways, the astonishing ways. There will be many things will be in that āścarjyavat paśyati kaścidenam āścarjyavat vadati tathaiva channa āścarjyavat channamanya srinoti suttat.